Recently, a friend and I had some discussions concerning the amount of information that is needed for salvation. My friend is a charismatic and has that background. We were discussing the heathen in Africa question. And his point was that a person could actually be saved without actually having the name of Jesus Christ mentioned or having the gospel, like the word of God, read to him or preached to him, because God could actually speak to that person and they would be saved much the same way as Abraham was saved in Romans chapter 4, where Abraham believed God and it was reckoned to him as his righteousness. And I disagreed with him and I said, I think, no, because God has given the word that that is what needs to be brought to them. And I brought to him Romans 10, that sure, the preacher needs to come. And so we come to you at this point.
I think you're exactly right. In the first place, Abraham was deemed to be saved because he believed the revealed word of God, not because of some private conversation. Any Old Testament saint could be said to be saved or in faith, believing God, when he believed all that God had revealed at that point. And it wasn't just all that God had revealed to him, but all that God had disclosed about himself. And there obviously is a saving amount of truth. Abraham could not have been saved simply if he'd have known God was a creator. He had to know God was a savior. He had to understand his sin. And it was abundantly clear, even in the early chapters of Genesis, wasn't it? That God had a standard of righteousness and that God would judge one who violated that standard. We see that with Adam and Eve, that God instituted symbols of the sacrifice of his son early on in the proper offering that Abel brought. So all of that, and you can go back into the Old Testament and you can see many, many indications that there was a full knowledge that God was a God of righteousness and wrath, and that men were sinners, and that God had provided an atonement, and that there was to be a provision for sin, and if men would believe all that God had revealed about that up to a given time, that God would account that as faith and grant them salvation. When you come to the New Testament, it is unequivocal in the New Testament, once the New Testament has been revealed, that the gospel must be understood and believed. Nothing short of that. Verse 30 of Acts 17, therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all everywhere should repent, because he's fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. In other words, there was a time when God was patient and tolerant, but now he's commanding all men to repent, and the whole heart and soul of that repentance message is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Faith comes by hearing a speech about Christ. This is not true. It is not possible to become a believer apart from understanding the gospel. Now, whether you know the name Jesus or the name Christ or the name Lord Jesus Christ or part of that or none of that, you certainly would have to understand that he was God in human flesh and was the perfect substitute for sin who paid the penalty for your sin and believe in his death and resurrection. Okay?
Good.
There's more that could be said about that, but maybe that kind of gets you going on the right path.